This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The movie, named after abortionist Kermit Gosnell, comes to 750 U.S. theaters Friday, October 12th. Despite the gruesome nature of abortion and Dr. Gosnell's crimes, for which he is now imprisoned, the movie bills itself as the true story of Gosnell's trial being covered up by major media outlets. Kermit Gosnell, practicing in West Philadelphia, had not been inspected in many years after federal agents found reason to believe Dr. Gosnell was selling street drugs from his abortion business. They raided the abortion clinic. Agents found drugs and money and then things they did not expect that were related to abortion. More in a moment. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. The husband-wife journalist team of Phelim McAleer and Anne McElhaney came from Ireland for another project and happened across the trial of Dr. Kermit Gosnell, who ultimately was sentenced to life in prison. Shocked to see no one was covering the trial, they were struck by the medical incompetency of everyone from Dr. Gosnell to government inspectors ordered by high officials to ignore the West Philadelphia abortion business. I urge anyone with even a passive interest in abortion or justice to watch the short trailer at gosnellmovie.com to see for yourself if this is a movie you must see. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.